Blog Talk Radio.
Money 2.0 Business on the Edge presents On the Edge Women in Business. Silicon Valley, Bay Area's AM 1220 KDOW, leading business radio show host. Now helping you excel in business and in life, here is business coach and show host, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome, welcome. Business on the Edge here. Welcome to Business on the Edge Extended Show here on Blog Talk Radio. On the Edge Women in Business. I love it, I love it. This show is brought to you by Business on the Edge, your small business problem solver, and the On the Edge Women in Business Club. Ladies, this is all about you guys. You can join in us, but join in on the show with us. But I love giving resources, information to women so we can level the playing field just a little bit. You can connect with Business on the Edge through our social media channels at Twitter, Business on the ED, LinkedIn at Margaret Jackson, our new Facebook page, not all that new anymore, but MJ Radio Host, our Facebook group page at On the Edge Women in Business. Post your products, services, events, motivation, inspiration, political views. Be nice. It's a group for you to make your comments known. If you want to connect with me directly, email me at ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz with questions or comments. Now, on that Facebook group page, it is a group, so you do have to ask to join, and we will get you connected. I always like to thank our listeners for tuning in to the show. This is a quickie, so I appreciate your listenership. You could dial into the show at 347-884-9043, but I probably will not take your call today, so apologize for that. 15 minutes is not a lot of time to do a whole lot, but it is a quickie tips on how to build your brand on social media. Everyone wants to sell. People are in the rush to do just everything in terms of, what about me? It's all about me. I want to make money. I want to sell. I want to. But the greatest leaders, the greatest people on the planet that are leaders, that are doing the extraordinary, that are, and sometimes the extraordinary doesn't mean that you're on the cover of Life magazine. They are people that serve. They're servanthood. They think about their customers. They think about how they can serve them better and provide the resources and opportunities. Doing business with you, your customers should feel like it's an opportunity. It is in their best interest to do business with you. It is in your best interest to do business with me. I had a customer tell me, and they were just humorous words, and this is before she was my customer. We were meeting sometimes I'm very touchable. I like coming out, and I'm in the public, and I like to go to little, they have this place in California, and I think there's only a couple of locations. It's called Suju's. It's like Starbucks, but it's a little better, the same. And so we went to have a cup of coffee. A new member to the club, I guess she was a club member, she was a customer. And she said, Margaret, if people understood what you do for them, when they connect with you, and we're able to build that relationship. So if you connected with me here on Blog Talk Radio, don't be discouraged. I am extremely, extremely busy, so I am trying to connect back with you, and some of you I have. But if they understood the value, they would really, you know, get the, and kind of laugh, you know, kind of use you up. I just kind of chuckled with her. I said, you know, people don't know. You don't ask. You don't. What, how's it going? You have not because you ask not. It is what it is. So I have a quickie for you in talking about social media and branding, small business. And you can brand yourself. If you, maybe you're a professional and you're looking create new opportunities. Brand yourself. You are the commodity. Don't think that you're not. You're the commodity. You know, build your brand. Companies hire employees. Why? Because you have something that they need. You are the commodity at that point. So my top favorite social mediums for small businesses, Facebook, LinkedIn. Not a huge fan of Twitter, but you can use it to your advantage. I'll say Twitter. Google Plus is trying to make an impression, but not real impressed with them just yet. Pinterest and Instagram. If you have a company that is very visual, those are great mediums to be on, by the way. Great mediums, especially Pinterest. So how do I tell you in 15 minutes how to build your brand? First of all, you have to let people know that you're there. You're a business. Just because you have a brand doesn't mean that there's brand awareness. So just get that out of your mind. I have a brand. No, if no one knows about you, no one cares about your brand. You don't have it. There's no brand awareness. Just get over it. That's just not the reality. The reality is that you have to invest in your business. You have to be aggressive. You have to have the eye of the tiger to build your business. Starting a business is easy. That's my soft, wonderful, caring voice telling you starting a business is easy. Great. Start your business. It's your dream. Start it. Building the business, it's like you have to have the eye of the tiger. You have to be the Steph Curry of the, come on, you know, the NBA finals are going on. The Warriors are going to win. I'm just saying, so when it happens, don't be upset for those who are not a Warriors fan. But you have to have the eye of the tiger. You have to build your brand by doing and getting your information out there. So on Facebook's a great tool. If your business, we have three pages. I have a personal page, which is becoming not so personal anymore. I'm kind of missing that. I might have to just make the whole page public, but and do something different and tell my family to connect with me at a different page. I don't know, but it's not as personal as it used to be because of what I do, public speaking, all of that. I've got 7 minutes to get to my point. Make sure that you have a page, a business page, with more than 200 likes. When you get 200 likes, you can create your unique URL. You want that. And give people some freebies for crying out loud. Quit just trying to get a buck. Do I want people to join our On the Edge Women in Business Club? Yes, I do. But I give so much. I'm like, you get percentages off. You get opportunities. You get so much. And my focus is not... The reason I want you to join the club, for example, is because it's a great resource. But I'm not always talking about that. That's not my main point all the time. Sometimes I'm just giving because that's just how I'm wired. And so when you're on social media, give information. Give resources. Like for some of the things that I post out there are contests for you to make money to get grants for profit. Chase Bank has the missions, you know, the Main Street Missions Grants contest going on. June 5th is the last day to get your information in, to get in the contest. You have to be in it to win it. $100,000 to 20 companies, small businesses in the United States. $2 million. That could be you. Business on the Edge, as a matter of fact, we're going to apply. You know why? Because we want to expand our On the Edge Women in Business Club page. We want to expand our Small Business Concierge page and make a platform that's so interactive, because they are both interactive, so you have resources that you can get to without trying to figure it out for the next 2 years. You ever come across something who's like, gosh, I wish I'd have known about this 2 years ago? That's what we're trying to do. So when you're out there on Facebook, make sure that you have a unique URL. Get your likes up. Don't be a lazy, you know what, a sloth. And don't build your page up to 200 likes. Really? Come on. You can social, you can network in the evenings, get those late hours. Weekends are fantastic with building and boosting your likes on your Facebook page. Use it, leverage it. If you're going to spend money on boosting your page, that's the best time to do it, Friday, Saturday, Sundays. I maximize that. When we have an opportunity that we're doing something, we're going to maximize it on the weekend. Why? Because everybody's like, it's like going to the park on a hot, sunny day. Everyone's on some sort of social media platform. LinkedIn, let me get to the point. I've got 4.5 minutes. This is Margaret Jackson, AM 1220 KDOW radio show host here in Silicon Valley, having a meltdown on getting you to develop your brand awareness. Don't be lazy. If you're serious about building your small business, for crying out loud, build it. Do what you have to do. Are you tired? I'm tired. It takes work to build a business. It takes real work. Don't be a sloth. If you're a sloth, go get a job. I'm just saying, go get a job. And don't try to build a small business, because it's going to be more stress, more frustration than you'd like it to be. But on Facebook, you know, have a unique page. Build your likes, get them boosted to 200, and then grow the page from there. There's a lot of ways to do that. Facebook has a great marketing resource out there. Go to facebook.com/marketing. You should be fine finding that. LinkedIn is a great place for you to be. If you're in business or if you're a professional, you need to be on LinkedIn. If you're not on LinkedIn, you know, you should be ashamed of yourself. You know, that's a no-no. That's a hand slap. You need to be on LinkedIn and build your likes. The goal there is 500+. Get the 500+. Build that network out. Let people know that you're available, that you're there. Get people endorsing you. Endorsing you. You know what people like? Trusted brands. That's a brand they don't know anything about. Like, you do what? You're who? Huh? What? Okay. So you want to let people know that you're there. Use the resources. Now, on LinkedIn, I don't recommend just going and spending money on marketing there or advertising or boosting anything. You have so many resources that are great that LinkedIn brings to you that can help you cultivate and build a following, build a brand, you know, with just using the tool of networking, getting the endorsements, writing articles, connecting with other groups. You know, there's just so many resources. Sending private messages to a selected group of people saying, hey, this is what I have going on, you know. In fact, I used LinkedIn and Facebook to run an Indiegogo campaign last year, and I raised over $6,000 for our young kids and our girls to come to our This Girl Is On Fire event. It was fantastic. Boosted it through and using another third-party tool like Green Inbox. Fantastic. Build your brand. Build your credibility. Build your credibility so people want to buy stuff from you. And if you don't have a real business license and you're doing business out of the trunk of your car, stop it. Get a real business license. Pay the price to be a great business owner, okay? Twitter is interesting. Twitter's not really about selling. They want it to be about selling. They want you to make money on it. I'd like to see. I'm not sure if that's the best place. That's the place where we want to follow the crazy stuff that's going on. We want to follow information. We want to have some say in some of the things that are going on. That's the one-liner. So if it's going to be a one-liner, make sure that it's a great one-liner. Make sure it's a great opportunity for someone to connect. And I'm out of here. I have 1 minute to go. I'm going to leave you with a commercial. And till the next time, have a great weekend. Build your brand. Get off your keister. Build it, build it, build it, build it. We have 1 minute. I'm out of here.
Join Silicon Valley's fastest-growing Women in Business Club. It's all about networking, professional resources, business tools, events, and opportunities. Silicon Valley business coach and radio host Margaret Jackson is the president and founder of the On the Edge Women in Business Club, an exclusive club for the busy entrepreneur and business professional. Keep your membership at your chambers, business associations, and other professional associations. We pick up where they leave off. Margaret Jackson was named a San Jose, California District 4 Hero in 2014 by Assemblymember Canson Chu for her support of small businesses. She changed the game again, and you can tap into that resource when you join the On the Edge Women in Business Club. Do some professional clubbing on your own time nationwide. To learn more, visit businessontheedge.biz. That's businessontheedge.biz. Get a 15% discount off your On the Edge membership when you use the promo code T9N498MT at businessontheedge.biz.